There you go. I guess you can't trust a guy who gets fired from his job over a tweet. We're supposed to talk. I want to talk to the guy. His name's Mo. Or you can hit him up on Twitter at Soft Caramel Kiss. He tweeted, though, and I mean, he's getting a ton of attention for it. He had tweeted at Steph Curry's sister, his sister Seidel, and he said some inappropriate things to her. But the people on Twitter found out where he worked, reached out to his employer. He ended up getting fired from his job. And at what point does what you say, especially when it comes to, I mean, you're tweeting Steph Curry's sister.
Right.
At what point does what you say really on your personal time should it affect your job? If you're not a sports reporter, does your play-by-play of a game or getting involved in player drama, which is just part of it, it's not, should that really affect your job? Should you be fired for that?
See, what you should do is you should be smart and just make sure that anyone who's in your workplace is not on your social media.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, Dallas, you work for a school.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, we'll just keep it anonymous.
Yeah. Do you find that you kind of keep it in the back of your head when posting anything on social media that it could potentially affect your work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the institution I'm working for, I mean, we don't have to deal with any minors, per se. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other situation for people who are in the K-12 environment. But, yeah, we always have to be cognizant of what you're posting because you are tied to your job, believe it or not. So,
and it's weird because we had some employee handbook that just went around, you know, like HR is like, remember, you guys represent us.
Right.
But that it said in there that you know, be careful what you're posting in your off time on your own social media.
Yeah.
Because you're a representative of the station. In a job like this, even when you're off the air, you're still associated with the station.
Yep. Same thing for us. Yep.
Yeah. And they don't want you to be saying things that they don't agree with.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, and you keep everything positive, and you know.
I know that this was a long time ago, and I put something on my page about Chick-fil-A being closed on a Sunday, and it was just something very random and stupid. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I get this, oh, you need to remove that from your page.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, well,
from the station, you got it.
Yeah, like, they don't advertise, so right. You know, is that not just a personal? is that not a personal opinion that I'm allowed to? And it was nothing bad. It was just something stupid. But our former boss was like, yeah, no, that needs to come down. So from that moment on, after that, I'm like, yep, click, 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 and just anyone who's in the workplace just doesn't see anything. Not that I really post anything on Facebook anymore anyway.
I mean, even for me, like years ago when Facebook became really popular, I had posted a picture, you know, of like a craft beer, and a lady that doesn't work for the place I work at now anymore, she had commented that. She's like, you know, I know your students can see that. And I was like, no, they can't. They're in a different group.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand that about social media. You can actually group people and put them in different groups, and then you can limit who sees what post. And then, you know, that way you're a little safer with things. Yeah.
To utilize privacy settings.
Oh, yes, please do.
It's amazing to me. And Facebook has come a long way as far as privacy settings. The only where it gets a little bit squirrely is when if you're trying to block pictures and you protect people. But for the most part, all of my accounts, my Instagram is open, but I don't post anything.
Right.
And there, you know, it's funny because I kind of learned the hard way. Like my Twitter, I just actually reinstated my Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I'll stalk people. I would never think to get fired up enough. Or if I didn't like somebody, I want to go through the social media accounts and try to get them fired. If you're that mad that this guy tweeted at Steph Curry's sister, it seems weird to me that you would go dig that far through his social media and to reach out to his employer.
Yeah,
and
they did a little homework there, didn't they?
Yeah, and at what point should the employer go, listen, we don't agree with that, but it has nothing to do with us. If you are, and some jobs... Are there some jobs that maybe when you're not a representative of the company? I mean, isn't that across the board for everybody?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like, I know we were out, and this girl came up to where we were at. We were in Smyrna, giving away Firefly tickets, and I said, "Where do I know you from?" And she's like, "Oh, Food Line in Harrington."
Oh, okay.
Now she's not there representing Food Line, and she's out of uniform, but that's where I know her from.
Right.
If I'm offended by something that she tweets, am I going to go to Food Line? No, that's insane to me.
Do you know what's interesting though? And there's this whole thing where, and I heard it a whole bunch since I've lived here. This whole freedom of speech thing. Well, that's becoming probably less and less.
Less and less.
Because you know, if you post something and get fired from it, all you're doing is exercising your freedom of speech.
Yeah, and I bet you it's really difficult for you guys because, like you were saying earlier. earlier with advertisers, you have to be cognizant of who's, you know, paying the bills.
You'll see before we'll start on conversations. I was about to say something. I go, Petch, they advertise? He goes, yeah or nay. And I'm like, good. Yeah. About to go off.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. So true.
If you want to test your limits and get fired, you can tweet us at PetchNamie or 424-1234. Be part of the show.